Gas Accretion Can Drive Turbulence in Galaxies, by John C. Forbes et al. The driving of turbulence in galaxies is deeply connected with the physics of feedback, star formation, outflows, accretion, and radial transport in disks. The velocity dispersion of gas in galaxies therefore offers a promising observational window into these processes. However, the relative importance of each of these mechanisms remains controversial. In this work, we revisit the possibility that turbulence on galactic scales is driven by the direct impact of accreting gaseous material on the disk. We measure this effect in a disk-like star-forming galaxy in Illustris TNG, using the high-resolution cosmological magnetohydrodynamical simulation TNG50. We employ Lagrangian tracer particles with a high time cadence of only a few mir to identify accretion and other events, such as star formation, outflows, and movement within the disk. The energies of particles as they arrive in the disk are measured by stacking the events in bins of time before and after the event. The average effect of each event is measured on the galaxy by fitting explicit models for the kinetic and turbulent energies as a function of time in the disk. These measurements are corroborated by measuring the cross-correlation of the turbulent energy in the different annuli of the disk with other time series, and searching for signals of causality, i.e. asymmetries in the cross-correlation across zero-time lag. We find that accretion contributes to the large-scale turbulent kinetic energy even if it is not the dominant driver of turbulence in this approximately 5×10⁹ msunstellar mass galaxy. Extrapolating this finding to a range of galaxy masses, we find that there are regimes where energy from direct accretion may dominate the turbulent energy budget, particularly in disk outskirts, galaxies less massive than the Milky Way, and at redshift approximately 2. This was Gas Accretion Can Drive Turbulence in Galaxies, by John C. Forbes et al.